Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 10. And if you want to play with us, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram account at Fade Route Podcast. Click on that link in bio. Go to our CBS Pick'em League, also entitled The Option, and play along with us. It is a two-horse race. I'm done. It's over. It is now a two-horse race between the lovely Rita Sanchez and D. So we need to see what transpires. Thursday night. This one good for you. God bless you. God bless you. The 1-7 Panthers going to Soldier Field to take on the 2-7 Chicago Bears.
Who's watching that garbage?
Michael Wilbon.
I'm going to take the Bears.
Oh, God. Both teams are just terrible.
I like Tyson Bread.
Yeah, chicken and bread. He's got an arm
chicken
on
bread.
It.
Chicken and bread.
And the you know what? The Bears have a decent defense. I'm going to go with the Bears as well. Sunday. 9:30 a.m. from Germany. How the mighty have fallen. This used to be a legendary rivalry. Now the 4-5 Colts at, air quote at, the 2-7 New England Patriots.
Colts.
Manning, this is not. This is going to be an ugly game.
Ugly.
It's Minshew and Mac Jones. Right? Minshew and Mac Jones. Colts get the 5-5. Jonathan Taylor goes off. We're into the 1 o'clock hour. The 5-3 Cleveland Browns go into Baltimore to take on the 7-2 Ravens.
Ravens.
I'm taking the Browns. Ooh. Browns have a stout defense. Mm. They have a very stout defense. We'll see if Deshaun Watson holds up his end of the bargain and if they can get anything going on offense. But this is going to be a defensive slugfest. Mm. It's going to be a fun, old school game. The 4-4 Texans go into Cincinnati to take on the 5-3 last place Cincinnati Bengals.
Bungles.
Yeah. I'm tempted to take the Texans. I think C.J. Stroud is having a hell of a year. I think he's having a hell of a year. But the Burrow-led Bengals, they are surging at the right time, and they're going to get out of the basement this week. The 5-3 San Francisco 49ers come east to take on the 6-2 Jacksonville Jaguars.
49ers.
I'm taking the Jags. I'm going to take the Jags.
Do it.
It's not – it hasn't been pretty the last couple weeks for Brock Purdy. And, you know, I don't know if the bye week is – you know, I don't know if it's a cure for what ailment in this case. I don't know if it's enough. The Jaguars are a solid football team. The 5-4 Saints go into Minnesota to take on the 5-4 Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, man, I'm sticking with my guy Dobbs. Vikings. Skull.
I do appreciate that he went on social media and said, Skull Nation, what's up? I'd like to introduce myself. That was very polite of him. That was just very polite. Who else introduces themselves to the fans that way? Nobody. It's awesome. I am going with the Vikings as well. I don't like what the Saints are doing. The NFC South is falling apart. Right, somebody's got to win that division. I don't know who, but somebody's got to win that. Could it be the Buccaneers? Buccaneers have an outside shot at this. Possible. Possible. But the Saints are in a tailspin right now, and the Falcons are in a tailspin. So why not? Vikings. Take them. The 3-5 Green Bay Packers go into Pittsburgh to take on the 5-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers, they just find ways to win.
It's amazing. It really is amazing how they're doing this. Like, it really is smoke and mirrors. Now you have the whole George Pickens thing, you know, free George. What is it? You know, he wants out now. What is it about? What is it about Steelers wideouts? They want out. What is this? Claypool? Go all the way back. It's Antonio Holmes wanted out. Antonio Brown wanted out. Plaxico Burress, I believe, wanted out. It's something. Something about Pittsburgh Steelers receivers. And they don't stay happy for very long in the Steel City. But I'm going with the Steelers. I think a big game for Mr. Warren on the ground. The 3-5 Titans go into Raymond James to take on the 3-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Yeah. Good matchup for quarterbacks. I think Levis is going to play well. I think Baker's going to play well. But Bucks are going to do just enough to win.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 4-5 Falcons go into the desert to take on the 1-8 Arizona Cardinals, and they're returning Kyler Murray.
Man, this just has like Cardinals win all over, right? I'm gonna give them a chance to say the Falcons, but man, I would not be surprised if they drop this game.
I got a migraine just reading that. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals. Fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Why not? I got nothing to lose. I'm in a distant third. Let's do this. So much in the way that Joshua Dobbs is going to give the Vikings a goose, I think that Kyler Murray is going to do the same. And the Falcons are falling apart right in front of our eyes. The 6-2 Lions at the 4-4 Los Angeles Chargers.
The Lions. God, I think the Lions are going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lions are definitely going to take this. The Chargers were... If they lost on Monday, they would have been in the conversation for one of the worst records in the league. So that's all you need to know about that. But the Lions are going to take this one pretty handily, and Brandon Staley is going to fuck something up. You just know what's going to happen. The Tommy DeVito Bowl. The 2-7 Giants go into Jerry World to take on the 5-3 Cowboys.
Dallas.
Just get it over with. Just get
Dallas.
It over.
Dallas.
Just get it over with, man.
Dallas.
Oh, God, this is so fucking brutal. Thank God I have a meeting on Sunday. I got a meeting. I'm going to miss the end of this game. Thank God. Oh,
it's over already. The game's over already.
It's going to be a fucking slaughter. Like, I don't, you know, the only thing.
Especially they're coming off a loss.
Yeah.
They're just going to really come after you guys.
The only saving grace is that Dak is going to play down the competition.
Because they need to win. Yeah, they got to. This is an important win. They need to win.
But this is also a game that the Cowboys would lose. Because it's such. But
but not coming off of a loss. Like, yes, if it was like in the middle of a winning streak, but no.
They're going to win. But this would be the game that they lose, just to really fuck with everybody. Like, you know, this is vintage Cowboys trap game, but not this week. The 4-5 Commies go into Lumen Field to take on the Seahawks, who got drugged.
Seahawks.
I'd be tempted to take the Commies, but they have no defense now. Seahawks, you know, Geno Smith is an accurate quarterback, and it's the, you know, that's it. The offense is very eh, and that defense was not great. So I talked myself into it. I'll take the Commanders. Why not?
Yeah, Sam Howell. Did you beat the Pats?
Why not?
Sam's having a good year.
He did beat the Pats. Low bar. This vintage of Pats? You know, it's not like they beat, you know, Mike Vrabel, Dante Hightower. It's not like they did that. Oh, my goodness. But the Commies take this one. Your Sunday night special. The 4-4 J-E-T-S Jets go into Vegas to take on the 4-5 Las Vegas Raiders under head coach Antonio Pierce.
Dear Lord, this is really a Sunday night game?
Yes, and they can't flex out
this ad. Nope. I actually think the Jets will win this game. I'm going with the Jets.
This is ugly.
They have to win this game.
We said that about the Giants. They had to beat the Raiders, right? On the coaching change.
Yes.
We said the exact same thing last week. Just has them playing. Like, you know, it could be a little bit of fool's gold, right? Jeff Saturday won his first game, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But there was a renewed energy. There was a swagger. And there was something. Like, Antonio Pierce turned that ship around. At least for a week. I think he gets one more. I'm going to take the Raiders. And your Monday Night Delight. 3-5 Broncos go into Orchard Park to take on the 5-4 Buffalo Bills.
Taking the Bills, even though the Bills are pretenders. Taking the Bills.
This is going to be an ugly game. You know, like another game that we probably should have been flexed out. If they could flex it out on Monday night, that would have been nice. But, you know, Russ isn't bad.
No, he's having a good year.
Yeah, Russ isn't bad, but I just, you know, the Bills need this game more than the Broncos do, so they need to have this one. I'm narrowly going to take the Bills. And your team's on a bye this week. The Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and the Eagles. A lot of firepower on the sidelines. Adjust your rosters accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.